Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone listening that ever has had their car stolen, ever had their car broken into, 314-531-9898. I came out of work yesterday and glass was just shattered everywhere. The back driver's side window was broken. And then my car, I'm like, what happened? What did I say in the air today to piss somebody off?
Right.
That literally was the first thing I thought. It's like, man, did I say
seriously?
Like, what did I say today that pissed somebody off that bad? And I'm like, oh, and something because I looked, well, it's kind of because I looked in the back seat and both of my kids' car seats are in the back seat, and car seats are expensive. So when I saw that they had broken the back window, the back driver's side window, I thought, oh, they probably went to go steal my kids' car seats and throw them in something and whatever was in my, else was in my car, and then ran off with it. And I'm like, my car seats are still here. So they're like, they hate me. They're after me. And then I opened up, like glass just falling everywhere to the ground. I opened up my car and I see like all of the wires are out and they're like right underneath the console area. The ignition is like torn up, ripped up, and like someone was trying to hotwire it and using whatever tools you use to hotwire a car. And the idiot failed at it, I guess, because they just bailed on it and left it. They just destroyed it and obviously couldn't get it to start. And
which has got to be a little bit of a relief. I mean, right, in some way.
I mean, I feel like I got violated and someone like fondled me and then left me.
Yeah.
Because it does. It does feel so feels so violating. Like someone like steals your car or goes through your stuff. I'm not sure if other people feel this way, if this has ever happened to you, like where you got a car stolen or you got your you walked in, your car was broken into. 314-531-9898. Am I the only one?
I feel like that's definitely terrifying. And I didn't realize that like messes up your car. Like it's not just the outside that's messed up now. It's like the ignition and all that stuff is messed up
too. Yeah, you said they may have to total your car out.
I mean, yeah, like they like don't know what's like. I was able to start it somehow because I didn't think I was gonna be able to start it because there was just wires everywhere.
Right.
Like where you put your key in was like dangling, like a eyeball dangling from like out of its socket. It was just dangling. I was like, ah. And someone at work actually was like, you should just try to start it to see if it'll start. And I was like, all right. And they're like, and everyone's like, bet it does it. And then it fired up. And so I was like, well, I'll drive it home right away. And then I was able to fire it up again. I got it to like a body shop and they're going to take a look at it and see if they can fix it or whatever. And they're like, yeah, we don't know what's wrong with it. We don't know what they did to it. If they just failed and then we'll replace this stuff. Or if it's like they screwed it up by being so bad at hot wiring. Because clearly they suck at it.
Right.
I feel like it's the fact that it happened at work that makes it 10 times worse. Because if you were in some like random, like sketchy parking lot, that's one thing. But like you were at work and you thought you were safe.
Yeah.
And, like
yeah.
nothing would happen. Yeah. That's like, not any mm-hmm. time you would expect that
right.
to happen.
We pay for like a parking garage here. It's supposed to be like all locked up. And
so it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's gates and there's all that, but apparently not. Yeah.
And the other thing is, and I wasn't at work for a long time yesterday. It was one of those rare days where you get in at like 6 o'clock for the show and I was leaving right at 10. So apparently they did it like 8 o'clock in the morning. Who steals a cart?
Right.
Like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. And how rude that they weren't listening to the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what else were they doing with their lives?
And it's where they didn't take anything. When I was dating my wife,
Yeah, that's true. There was nothing. I had cash in there because the reason I was leaving right away was my wife had, we get a lot of our kids' gifts on Facebook Market. And so my wife's like, oh, I found something for our kids for Christmas. Can you stop at this person's house on Facebook Market? So I had cash in there for this Facebook Market. They didn't take that either.
Yeah. See, that's crazy. Cause so when Sarah got her car broken into, we were dating and they took like random items. Like they went through her CDs and took like some of her favorite CDs, but left ones they didn't like.
See, that's that feels personal.
Right.
Yeah, damn.
So apparently these thieves are not fans of the Dixie Chicks or Burl Ives' Christmas music.
That's hilarious.
That was all that was left. But yeah, you do. There's a violation feeling. You're like, you touched my stuff. And then when you get back in the car, you're like, I don't really want to be in here. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like mine anymore.
Yeah. Has anyone else had their car stolen or broken into? Where were you? What happened? What did they steal? 314-531-9898. Yesterday, walked out of work and there was just glass everywhere around my car. Someone busted in my back window and attempted to steal my car, but he was apparently terrible at it.
You weren't even good enough to steal it.
I have a Kia, by the way. Like, it's like the easiest car to steal, you idiot. Like, I mean, they have like the Kia boys. Apparently, he didn't make the team.
He was a bootleg Kia boy.
Yeah. 314-531-9898. If you know the feeling I'm feeling, though, right now. You feel like a car got broken into, was stolen. How did it feel? Matt, I wish I was you. You just had a feeling your car was going to be stolen or broken into, huh?
Yeah, and so I got my stuff out the night before. I went down the next morning. Somebody busted out my back window. I had left a laptop bag in there. But the joke was on them because the laptop bag had just a binder with some papers in it. No laptop. So I would have loved to see their face whenever they opened that laptop bag after they ran off after busting my window out to realize they didn't get anything.
Dude, like you had a gut feeling that someone might do this. Wow. So it's almost like you left a decoy bag. Like,
right.
I'm taking the laptop, leaving the bag.
A booby trap.
Yeah, so funny. Let's go to Allison. Allison, where were you when your car got broken into?
A Blues game.
Oh.
We're like down the street from there. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So we park at one of the restaurants and take a trolley, and we get back. The back window's busted in, stole my purse, and stole my husband's cigars. I had to change all of my credit cards, everything. It was horrible.
Worst feeling in the world. Sorry that happened to you, Allison. Brenda, your car got broken into and stolen. When and how did it happen? Because you weren't even driving it.
No, I loaned the car to my daughter for a week in Chicago, and she had my car, and I had hers because I was having work done to her car. And she went out front to go to work and called me and says, Mom, I think your car's stolen. I said, what do you mean you think? It either is or it isn't.
Yeah, right.
Well, and she really hadn't seen my car. I hadn't had it all that crazy long. But, yeah, they stole my car. They broke out the back window. It sounds like a common denominator here.
Yeah.
And they hacked into the computer system. They pulled the wiring out, but they hacked into it with the computer because I had a key fob and she had a key fob, and they drove it, and they parked it on a lot with a bunch of semis.
Really?
We made the police report. Some tactical force team they have that recovers stolen cars activated the OnStar system because I didn't have OnStar. And they pinged it, and they found it. They said, here you go. Here's your car back. The whole dash is pulled out. And I'm talking to the police from St. Louis, and I'm like, this kid ain't going to drive this car. There's wiring and stuff everywhere. There's glass in the back seat. So we had to have it towed back to St. Louis because my daughter couldn't do anything because it's not legally her car.
Wow.
So we had to do everything here. But what they do is this tactical force just recovers the car. They don't fingerprint it or try going after anybody that stole it. It's just a recover. So So they scraped it all the way around, had to get a complete paint job. I had a rental car for 6 weeks.
Did you end up keeping it then? You end up fixing it up and keeping it?
I picked it up at the shop. I drove it straight down the road and traded it in.
Bad juju.
You know what? That happened. Man. I've actually had this car stolen before in the past. When I lived in Dallas, my Kia got stolen. That guy was a really good thief, though. We caught him on camera. He like shimmies up the door open and was inside for like 2 minutes, got the car started up, and then drove it away. I called insurance. They're like, you have to wait for 2 weeks for them to find it. A lot of times what these guys do is they use it as their car until it runs out of gas. And that's what this guy did. And he's left it abandoned on the side of the road. He drove it for like a week and a half. I was seeing, because there's like, you know, like the freeway stuff, you know, like, what do you call it? Tolls. He was hitting like tolls, like right around my like apartment complex. I'm like, oh man, he must live close to me.
Yeah.
And then he left it on the side of the road. They called me like, hey, we found your car. And I just got it detailed and kept it. So this is like the second time this car has been like...
You just need to get a new car,
Brett.
You're
like the luckiest unlucky person.
I know, with these cars that get stolen and stuff like that. But this time, the cops didn't even come out. They just say, hey, if there's so many cars stolen, they're like, we'll just take your police report over the phone.
Yeah, they're like, you live in St. Louis, buddy. Best of luck to you. Yeah.
We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and I came out from work yesterday. Car window just smashed in. Someone attempted to steal my car. They had pulled out like the dashboard, all the wires were everywhere, the ignition was dangling, they had messed with it, totally screwed up my car. Absolutely sucks. 314-531-9898. If anyone's ever broken into your car, stolen your car, this is like one of the worst places to get your car broken into. Lauren, where's your car broken into?
At my house, in my driveway. Oh. It was in Florissant.
During when, though?
It was August, during COVID. And my father had passed, and we had his service. And I had a friend that made his mask, and I had a picture of us on my wedding day. And it had In Loving Memory. And I had his funeral stuff in there, and they ransacked my whole car. And they took all of the funeral stuff, the mask, and everything. I even had a rosary that I had hanging on my rearview mirror, and they took that too.
Ugh. Whoa! So basically, during your dad's funeral, as you're honoring your dad and put all that stuff in your car away, this is when your car got broken into and robbed. And
it was right after the funeral. I was at home. It was right afterwards.
Just in the middle of grieving.
Oh,
and
man.
What are you going to do with all that stuff? Like, if you're going to steal stuff that you could resell, I feel
They didn't even use it. They actually ended up sprawling it around like confetti all over the neighborhood. So I was able to drive through the neighborhood actually was able to recover the mask.
That's like one of the most insulting things ever. You literally saw
all
of your dad's memories scattered over, like, from some a-hole that was just rubbing it in your face like some kind of villain from a dark, scary movie.
Literally.
Yeah. Yes. And it was all meaningful stuff. It's like, that's what you took. And my air fresheners. They took the 10 air fresheners hanging from the rearview mirror.
Not the air freshener. Damn. Lauren, thank you so much for the call. And I'm really sorry that happened to you.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, it's a terrible story. Lauren was not as lucky as Mallory. When I say lucky, when you're talking about car stolen, I've never heard of this before. Tell everyone what happened to you, Mallory.
So we took our kids to Grant's Farm one day, and we had three children at the time. They were all three in car seats, so our back seat was just car seat, car seat, car seat. And spent the day at the farm, got back, and I noticed my door was cracked open, and I looked in, and there was a note written on a napkin that said, I saw the car seats. Sorry, I didn't take anything.
Wow.
And it was the most violating feeling ever, because for one, like, you could have just shut my door and not left me a note, and I never had to know that you went through my things.
That's a great point,
But now I know that you went through my things, and I felt so creeped out for weeks after.
Yeah.
It's like you were trying to prove
me
a
lesson, too, like, lock your stupid door.
Yeah, it does. It does make it feel like they're trying to prove like they're a good person. Just so you know, I might have broken in, but I am not that bad.
Yeah.
I have morals.
I only break into people who don't have kids.
Yeah. Oh my God. Exactly. That's how I feel. I feel like totally violated. And even where I park today, I switched up my parking spot. I normally park at a very specific spot. And everyone in the show saw, like, I saw you parked at a different spot. I was like, oh, yeah, I did. Okay.
I'm never parking over where you did either.
It just creeps you out. You just feel like, oh, it just feels like you're looking over your shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. I'm glad nothing was taken, but it is the worst feeling. It's like that note, just like that, like them like taunting you.
Eerie.